Good afternoon, Wardville Community Church. It's Monday, August the 15th, 2022. This is In the Know, episode 51. That means we've almost been doing this for a year. And with the weeks that I've taken off, I have been doing this for a year. It's just not 52 episodes yet. That's crazy. Handful of announcements. Oh, first of all, by the way, let me encourage you to go into the newsletter today and look over the mission statement that we've adopted as our mission statement and start to memorize that. Because, as happened yesterday, I might have some prizes for people who can memorize it on the spot, or actually recite it on the spot, I guess is the more accurate term. Okay, let me jump into some announcements. Life groups should be starting back up over the next couple of weeks, so be looking out for communication from your life group leader on that. You can also continue to contact me to sign up for the Manna House distribution. This Friday night, August the 19th, a block party at Louisiana Christian University, LCU, at 7 o'clock. I've got two people signed up. I'm needing about two more. If you're willing to go for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, and just engage people and invite them to our church, pass out some materials perhaps, that would be wonderful. Just reach out to me, and I'll get more details to you. August the 21st, members meeting. Immediately after service, we're going to update the bylaws with new name, address, and our mission statement. And then we will welcome two new members also. We'll do that in reverse order. We'll welcome the new members first, then we'll present those changes and vote on those. And it should be pretty swift. That night, August 21st, August the 21st, 5 p.m. evening service. And then the next day, Monday, August the 22nd, is the deadline for the t-shirt order. Now, this will likely not be the only t-shirt order that we make, but it is just the first one, and we wanted to go ahead and get those ordered. So we've given about 2 weeks. So this is the last week to get in on that first round of ordering for t-shirts. August the 27th is a baby shower for Tiffany Gautreau at 2 p.m. at Olivia Littleton's house. The next day, Sunday, August the 28th, a church picnic at 4 p.m. at Keys Park. You're asked, especially if you're bringing more than like two mouths, please bring a savory dish, generously portioned and divided, and then a dessert as well. And then September 10th is a baby shower for Nikki Johnson. That's 2 p.m. at Olivia Littleton's house. So let's dive in. I have one rather long point of sermon follow-up, and then I actually have an update on Bethany Branham Moise, and I want to share with you. I'm going to share that with you, and then I may not even read it on this. I may ask you just to go read that there, but her husband Wilnick, they got married, and he has not been able to get his visa to be here. So they basically haven't been together the whole first year and a half of their marriage. And so we've been praying for a long time that the Lord would make a way for him to be here. And there's an update on that. And so you can go find that and read that for yourself. What I want to talk about is burial or cremation. As I said, the superiority of burial over cremation is a preference I have and an opinion I hold. It does not carry the force of a biblical command or even a wisdom issue. But that does not mean, however, that it's irrelevant or unimportant. Like, we have more speeds than, number one, that's a salvation issue, and number two, that doesn't matter at all. Like, there are all kinds of speeds, gears that we have that we can shift to. So we can have not a salvation issue, but still really important, still kind of important, still pretty important, not that important, and then totally unimportant, like doesn't matter at all. And it's between those two. Preferences are and can be important, and even preferences can line us up in greater degrees or even lesser degrees to Christian theology and historical practice. I'm going to link a John Piper article that I believe in which I believe he gives an excellent defense for preferring burial to cremation. I'll provide a short couple of quotes here, but as with all that Piper writes, it's best just to read the whole thing for yourself. It's very encouraging. And so one of the things that he writes is, how many evangelicals would choose cremation if it cost as much or more than a simple traditional service of burial? Very few. There has been a skyrocketing preference for cremation over the past decades in the United States. 1960, 3.5%. 1999, 24.8%. 2014, 46.7%. In some states, it is over 75%. Now, there are various causes, but the greatest by far is the combination of secularization and economics. Fewer people test the practice with biblical criteria, and more people want the cheapest solution. And so then he says, I want to give biblical pointers for why burial is preferable to cremation. I say preferable, not commanded, in the hope that the culture created would not condemn or ostracize a person who chose differently. I encourage those who choose cremation not to equate our disapproval with ostracism. Otherwise, real disagreements are not possible among friends. So I hope that whets your appetite to read more about it. If you want to do so, you can find the link, Should Christians Cremate Their Loved Ones, a Modest Proposal. And then let's turn to Wayne Grudem's sizable Christian ethics book. I'm going to quote him at length since this can't be found online anywhere. Here's what he says. So everything until I finish will be his quote from his book. In many developed economies, the traditional process of burying someone's body in a coffin has become more and more costly, and in many places, finding appropriate ground for a cemetery burial is also quite difficult and costly. For these reasons, many people have begun to use cremation as an alternative way of paying final respects to a loved one who has died. In terms of financial stewardship, this often seems to many people to be a wise decision. The Bible does not give any explicit commands about how we should treat a person's body after death. However, there are several narrative examples of a person's body being treated with dignity and respect up to and including the time of burial. Some valiant men in Israel risked their lives to rescue the bodies of Saul and his sons from the Philistines and to give them a decent burial. 1 Samuel 31:11 through 13. The old prophet who lived in Bethel traveled and found the body of the man of God who had been killed by a lion and whose body was being guarded by the lion, and he took the body and gave him a decent burial. That's 1 Kings 13, verses 24 through 31. In the New Testament, the disciples of John the Baptist rescued his dead body and gave it a proper burial, Mark 6, 29. And the body of Jesus himself was respectfully cared for and buried in a new tomb by his disciples. See John 19, verses 38 through 42, also Luke 23, verses 55 and 56. Before his death, Jesus gave strong words of approval to a woman who anointed him with very expensive ointment in the last weeks of his life. Jesus said, "She has done a beautiful thing to me. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial." Mark 14, verses 6 through 8. These examples show a pattern of treating a dead person's body with dignity and respect. However, there are many ways, varying from culture, to show respect for a person who has died and to honor his or her memory. Therefore, I cannot say that cremation is inappropriate or wrong, though it would not be my personal preference. See below. Our bodies are eventually going to disintegrate anyway, except for the bones, and cremation vastly accelerates that process. However, when a believer dies, no matter if he or she is cremated, it is important not to imply that you think there will be no resurrection of the very same body that was buried or cremated. When Jesus rose from the dead, his very same body was raised up, and ours will be too. When Christ returns, our very bodies that have been buried or cremated, or what is left of them, will be raised from the dead and transformed to a state of perfect health, great physical attractiveness, and eternal life. See 1 Corinthians 15, verse 23, verses 42 through 44, and verses 51 through 52. Also Philippians 3, verse 21, and 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16. My personal preference would be to be buried in a traditional way with my body in a simple casket that is placed in the ground. Paul said, "What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed." That's 1 Corinthians 15, verses 42 and 52. Traditional burial of one's body in a casket has the advantage of giving a more visible expression to our hope of the resurrection of the body from that very spot in the ground when Christ returns. Yet, it is also important to avoid another mistake, spending excessive money on a coffin, perhaps out of a futile hope that a person's body will not decay very fast, perhaps trying to assuage guilt or remorse at not having treated a deceased person very well in the latter years of his or her life or for some other reason. This is an unwise stewardship of one's money. John Piper addresses both of these concerns in a persuasive article in which he argues for burial, not cremation. He concludes, "I am encouraging churches to cultivate a Christian counterculture where people expect simple, less expensive funerals and burials, and where we all pitch in so that a Christian burial is not a financial hardship on anyone. And because of the biblical pointers and the additional reasons above, I am arguing that God-centered, gospel-rooted burial is preferable to cremation." Preferable, not commanded, but with rich Christian truth that will become a clearer and clearer witness as our society becomes less and less Christian. For those who have been cremated, however, Christ will gather their ashes from wherever they have been scattered, and from them he will create a new resurrection body that will never grow weak or old again and will never die. Christians who decide to use the process of cremation for their loved ones can take care in the funeral ceremony to make clear that they are still hoping for the future resurrection of the body from the ashes. I think all of that was very helpful. And as I said, not the force of a biblical command. Both of these men are clear about that. It's a preference that they believe is consistent with the sort of the flow of the Bible's argument, but is never made clear, made explicit biblically. I agree with them. And I do prefer burial to cremation. So let me encourage you to go read this update on Bethany and Wilnick. Please pray with us that Wilnick will get here soon and consider how you might help out financially also. Have a great week. I love you, people.